Welcome to Heal Yourself, Change Your Life. My name is Brandi Gilmore, and after recovering from my own life-changing injury, it's become my mission to share with others the same discoveries I made that changed my health and my entire life. Our minds are truly incredible. The placebo is proof of this. Each week, I will take this simple awareness to a whole new level. I will even coach live callers to free themselves of physical pain using only their mind. And then I'll provide you with a combination of practical and spiritual insights that you can use to master your mind, your emotions, and your energy to help you heal your health, yourself, and your life. Let's begin. Wonderful day to you. It's so great to connect with you, and I just love that you are somebody who is here, who's continuing to expand your mind and your consciousness and your energy. I love it, and I hope that you are having a fabulous day. And, you know, speaking of fabulous, I'm going to call today's episode Fast and Fabulous because I did bring on a volunteer today to help coach her to use her mind to heal her body and to get out of pain. And the entire thing in working with her took under 20 minutes for her to be able to release her pain. And of course, she's got to reinforce that change into her mind and really embody it. But, you know, really creating that shift took well under 20 minutes. I mean, probably about 15 or less even. So she was really fast with changing her energy. And of course, the episode is longer because I break it down and explain what we're doing and what's going on and all of that so you can help understand your mind and body connection. But I just love seeing it just fast so you can see the results. I mean, that's ultimately the goal, of course. And all of the time when I work with people, I've seen people even release chronic pain in like under 5 minutes. And so I see it fast, or even if you've seen me do it under film where we're recording it, or under the medical thermography scan, so you can actually see somebody working with their mind and you see the scan turn from red to green as their pain and issue releases. And as that shift occurs, it's beautiful to be able to see it. And I love it because it's so mind expanding for a lot of people. You know, yesterday I had somebody reach out to me and say, you know, you make us believe that miracles are true. And the interesting thing is when they said, you know, miracles, it's funny because I lose sight of that in a way, because this is just my normal everyday life. And so what I consider everyday life is what a lot of people consider miracles. But of course, that's part of the reason I do this, is because I want it to become a new norm. You know, I know going through my injury, when I started looking at healing with the mind or energy or whatever you want to call it, you know, all the same thing. But when I started looking at that, I thought it was impossible. And of course, I kept thinking, but the placebo shows, like, we have magic in our minds. The placebo shows that over and over and over. So even though my mind thinks it's impossible and it sounds crazy, there's proof of it over and over and over again. So that was my own way of thinking as I was going through my own injury. And so, of course, that's the reason that I do this podcast, is because I want this to become a new norm. I mean, what if everyone felt empowered in their own health and their own life to be able to change their health, to change their life? That's an incredible feeling. And of course, that's also why you'll always hear me say, when I'm working with somebody, you know, I'll ask them after they get out of pain, I'll say, who did that? And of course, I want them to say they did, because ultimately that's what I'm doing, is I'm just coaching somebody to use their own mind and their own energy. And so that's why I always say, you know, great job, you did it. You did a great job with your energy, because they are the ones who are doing it. And so that's what our volunteer Bianca did today, is she really did an amazing job with her energy. And so that said, let's go ahead and dive in with Bianca. Hi, how are you? Can you hear me? There we go.
Can you hear me? Hi.
Hi, hello.
How are you?
I'm doing fabulous, thank you. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. I can't believe
Wonderful.
I'm talking to
You're so wonderful, and I love your red hair. It's so fun. It's wonderful.
Thank you.
Absolutely. It's wonderful to meet you. I love it. I love it. How's your day going?
It's going very well, thank you. Back to work
Wonderful.
today after a week's holidays.
Very nice. I love it. I love it. And so let's dive in. What's going on with you today?
Okay, I am suffering mostly from anxiety, which manifests mainly along my spine and the top of my neck. And when I it kind of starts in my stomach and it moves up to my neck. And when I feel like I'm in a situation where somebody is upset with me or disappointed, or if I want to do something and they want to do something else, and I know if I change my mind, they're going to get annoyed. I get this rigidity in my neck, and it almost kind of paralyzes me, and it makes me really kind of tense. And I've tried lots of different things, and it alleviates it somewhat, but it's never really gone, never really gone. And I also get a pinching pain in my shoulder. Generally, it used to happen when I ate too much, but now it just kind of comes and goes.
I'm
And
sorry, it used to happen when you what too much? Ate?
if I ate too much, I
Okay.
always felt like there was some nerve beside my stomach that was kind of being pressed, and I get this pinch in my shoulder, and I go, "Oh, I had too much food." But now it comes regardless of whether I've eaten or not, and it just pops up. So I think there's some link emotionally. I'm not sure what it is.
Okay. I love it. And I love your self-awareness and just your awareness of your body. It's beautiful, very impressive.
Thank you.
And absolutely. And I love your energy. All right, so here we go. Let's go ahead and I'm gonna go ahead and check and bingo. Also, if I ask you what your level is in your neck right now, 0 to 10, what would you say the level of discomfort or pain is?
Probably a 3 or a 4. Not too bad today.
Bingo. Bingo. Okay, I gotcha. At a level. Bingo, that's where I got right about a level 3.6. So right in between there. So perfect. And just when I'm feeling into it. And let me go ahead and see if I can feel in and see what's going on. Give me 1 second. Bingo. If I ask you, and by the way, bingo, give me 1 second. Let me figure out how to phrase this. Bingo. Bingo. Okay, so when I check into your energy, there's both a feeling, a deep feeling of fear of rejection, and also an expectation of rejection. Are you familiar with that? Or another word to call it would be abandonment. Are you familiar with that? Yeah. And bingo. And so if I ask you why you expect or why you would have that fear about abandonment, why would you say that is?
I suffered, well, I experienced a lot of abandonment as a small child. My mom was a heroin addict, so I was kind of sent away at a small age to live with other family members while she got clean. And I didn't know who my dad was for a long time. And kind of anybody really that was kind of close to me ultimately went away.
Okay, that's also what comes up is there's that feeling of feeling like if you love somebody, then eventually they'll leave. It might be a week from now, it might be a year from now, but if you love them, they'll leave. You're familiar with that feeling?
Very, yeah.
Very. Okay, so that's what the pain is going on in your neck. Now, if I told you that I grew up feeling like anybody that I loved would left me and that was my pattern and all of that. Now, if I bring in a stereotype you've heard before, like in psychology, where maybe there's the woman who has the abusive father and then she leaves him and finds the abusive boyfriend, boss, spouse, you know, the pattern of abuse, right? You've heard of that before, right? Okay. And so if she was going to break the cycle, what would she need to do to change that? She would need to heal that
Change
pattern.
our expectations.
Change your expectations, heal the wounding, heal that pattern, right? Okay, completely, because our emotions breed more of the same. If we have heard of abandonment, it attracts more of the same. Like success breeds more success, frustration, kind of like if you've ever been frustrated before and it's like you wake up and you're frustrated and you spill your tea or your coffee and trip over the dog, even if you don't have one. And, you know, it's just like one freaking thing after another, every red light, you know, that sort of thing, right? So that frustration breeds more of the same, you know that. And so if I said to you, a woman, like maybe I've seen people all the time that I've worked with who have gone through patterns of things where they start to believe that that's the only way, you know, like, oh, all men are abusive or all men are alcoholics, you know, using that same analogy. And of course, we both know that's not true. All men are not alcoholics or abusive or whatnot. And so if you have the belief that all people are going to leave you and abandon you, how is that going to go for you in your future?
Oh, yeah. It's not going to be good. It's something I tried to work on, but I've been stuck. Yeah. So any help in that area would be grateful.
I hear you. You know what's interesting? And I've literally seen people who have beliefs like that. You know, every person I love or really love is going to leave. And then what happens is subconscious things come up, or they do behavioral patterns, or they you know, create problems where there aren't any because they feel like there is, and they ultimately end up manifesting those exact situations where they're left.
Yeah, it's self-fulfilling prophecy. Yeah, I understand. Yeah.
Okay. And yeah, and I love your humor about it, by the way. You're saying yep, self-fulfilling, and laughing a bit with that. And
it's actually a bit of a joke between myself and my partner. Yeah, because he notices the patterns, and he's only on the scene about 3 years. And God love him, he stayed through lots of things, and he's the first person I've ever met in my life that said, I'm going nowhere, no matter what you do. And I'm only starting to believe that now. But yeah, I can see the patterns.
Okay. Beautiful. And so, so give me just 1 second. So the brilliant thing is this, is that your neck is telling you, hey, you need to change this. Okay. Yeah. So that's what it's telling you. Dingo, give me one other second. All right. So let's go ahead and pause it just for a very quick moment. You know, there's something that I would like to unpack a bit more here. However, I don't really want to interrupt the flow of the session. And so that said, I'm just going to ask you to keep a little piece of information in mind, and we will talk about it at the end. And so ultimately, what I want you to note is that she mentioned, you know, this pattern is something that her and her partner laugh about, and that, you know, he's the only one that hasn't left her. And so, you know, but it's something that he's aware of and they're aware of, and it's just a kind of a joke between them. And so that's what we're going to talk about later. There's some complexities to it, and there's some things that can be really helpful for anybody with these type of patterns of loneliness or hurt or, you know, relationship type patterns. And so that's where we're going to go later. For now, let's go ahead and dive back in. And, you know, if you've been listening to past episodes, then you know that there are typically always multiple links and emotions that are going on in the nervous system. And so far, we've identified one of them, which is that expectation of being abandoned. And so that's what we've identified so far. And there is another piece coming up, which may seem like a small distinction, but it's really key for being able to shift the specific pattern. And so that's what we're going to work on as we dive back in, is I'm going to go back into feeling into her energy and really feeling what's going on and linked up in her nervous system and energy that's connected to this problem. And so that said, let's go ahead and dive back in with Bianca. There's something else there, and I'm looking for it. I feel it, but I'm not exactly, I'm needing to identify it. Give me 1 second. Bingo. So So first and foremost, I love you have a strong personality. And I love that. It's beautiful. I can feel that in you. Strong outer shell. I know sensitive on the inside. I feel that too. Very beautiful. But there is this feeling of, and I'm not sure it's going to be worded right, but I'm going to ask you to look for this feeling. Imagine if I said to you, I bet things are going to fall apart by 3 o'clock today. Okay. And I said that. Now, even though, let's say I don't want them to fall apart, is there a part of me that would want to be right?
Probably, yeah.
If I'm betting on it, there's a part of me that would want to be right, even though it makes no sense. And of course, I don't want things to fall apart and delete, we're going to delete that. But there's a part of you that when people have left, it's like you have this, I told you so energy, like I was right energy. Are you familiar with that?
Yep.
Yeah. So, Bingo, can you give me your mom's first initial?
V.
And by the way, how is your connection with her today?
She's passed away, so it's kind of funny.
Okay, so that's why we couldn't see it. Go ahead.
Yeah. We had a funny relationship.
A funny relationship?
Yeah, very close and then very separate for a long time. Yeah.
Okay.
I do think of her often, though. I kind of have chats with her in my mind.
That's what I was going to say. That's actually, I feel their relationship's still there, but I couldn't quite see it. So that's what I was asking. Okay, so let's do this. Bingo. All right. So first and foremost, I'm going to push you a little bit, okay? So I'm going to ask you to close your eyes. Yes. Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to playfully say, here we go. I'm going to say, you know what? Go ahead and keep this belief that everybody's going to leave you. Go ahead and do that. Let me know how things go in your life. How are things when you're like 60, 70 years old? If you keep that belief and all those feelings and wanting to be right about that and all of that, how's that going to go for you?
Yeah, I'm going to be a lonely, bitter old woman, I think.
Yeah. So go ahead and keep that if you want. Or?
No.
There you go. No. There we go. So I'm going to say, go ahead and keep that if you want to keep that, or you could let it all go. I'm going to ask you to breathe. Great. So I'm going to say that again. And this time when I say that, make sure and say, no way, right? No thanks. All right. So here we go. So I'm going to ask you just for a moment, if you want to go ahead and keep that moving forward, where you can have that belief of, oh my God, people are going to leave you, and you could be right about it if you want. I mean, and then people are going to leave and all of that. And you could keep that for your whole life. Let me know how that goes for you.
Hell no.
Hell no. Well said. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. Beautiful, beautiful. I'm going to ask you to notice the level in your neck. What's your level? 0 to 10?
Maybe like a 1.
Maybe like a 1, a little even less than a 1. Beautiful. I see you moving it around. Beautiful. Beautiful. And great. Great job with your energy. So we're going to push a little bit more. Okay. And so great job with your energy. And here we go. Bingo. If I ask you how much you can find that feeling of feeling like you were right, so-and-so left, and you were right, so-and-so whatnot. If I ask you how much you can find that, 0 to 10, what's your level?
About a 4 or 5.
Bingo. Great self-awareness. That's what I was about, a 5. And so if I ask you today to declare a new right, what is a new right for you? Like, in other words, what if you were like, everybody stays in my life because they love me because I'm freaking amazing. Oh, I was right. They are. Okay.
Yeah, I like that.
Okay, great. Or another one could be, you know what? I know about the power of the mind and I shifted my energy. I let go of the hurt and it worked out. Like, everything changed in my life where I just had people that were connecting and staying there and staying there and staying there. And I was right. Our minds are powerful. So that's another right. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true. So
beautiful. And so if I ask you to declare what your new right is, the new being right, what is your new being right?
My new being right.
I kind of like that. The one that you're freaking amazing. I mean, but you could keep both.
Yeah, I like that first one. I really like that first one.
I really like that. And I feel like it's true. And you feel fun.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I really like that first one.
Right? I really like that one.
In my mind.
What's that?
I need to get that in my mind.
Absolutely. And so I want you to think about that old right for a moment where you felt like, oh, I was right, somebody left. And oh, I was right, somebody left. And of course, that's manifesting. So, I mean, would you want to really continue to manifest that or are you done?
Oh, that's silly. I talk to everybody about manifesting.
There you go.
Even my kids. Yeah, it's the mental manifesting that I don't police as much as the verbal manifesting. So that's probably the problem. Yeah.
Okay. And bingo. And so just for a moment, I'm going to ask you to notice that feeling of feeling like, oh, I was right. Somebody else left. And I'm going to ask you to decide if you want to keep that. If you want to manifest that, go for it.
No.
Good. Great job with your energy. Really, really great. And by the way, I love that you even talked to your kids about manifesting. Freaking awesome. They're lucky kids. They're lucky to have you. I love it. I love it. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. Beautiful. Beautiful. And what is your new right?
That everybody is around me because they love me and I'm awesome and they're not going anywhere.
Beautiful. I love it. I love it. And can you take that in for a moment as your new right? And I think you forgot the words freaking amazing, but we'll let it pass this time. Next time.
I need to write that down.
You're going to need to write it down.
Yeah, I have.
Yeah. So I'm going to ask you to take that feeling in. And if you think about it for a moment, how freaking awesome is it that you were bounced around as a kid, all of these things, mother on heroin, different things like that. And look at how you turned out. Right?
Yeah.
So just for a moment, can you take in the awareness that it is true that you're freaking amazing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How cool it is your kids are lucky to have you, talking about manifesting and working with your energy and all these things. Just awesome. And so I'm going to ask you just for a moment to take that in. And how many people do you expect that are going to leave in the future? Or how many people you want to be like, oh, I was right, so-and-so left. Are you done with that pattern or you want to keep going?
Done.
Done. Well said. I'm going to ask you to breathe. Great job with your energy. I'm going to ask you to notice the level in your neck. What's your level?
0.
Beautiful job. And I love that you're moving it all around. Awesome, awesome.
Yeah. It's so good.
I love it. And so good job with your energy. Just really, really good. Beautiful.
Thank you.
So I'm going to ask you to make sure to get this in, to make your new statement, even write it down and own it. But you can see what's beautiful is that your body was giving you a message to change exactly that. So beautifully done. And you're so awesome. And I just adore you.
Oh, I adore you too. And I love the work that you do. I think it's so important.
Thank you so much. Thank you. My heart receives that. You're wonderful. It has been such a pleasure connecting with you.
Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Stay well.
Thank you. And I wish you a most wonderful rest of your day.
Have an awesome day too, Brandy.
All right, so let's go ahead and unpack this a bit more and then bring everything together. You know, what a really great session and just a beautiful woman. Just she's so sweet and has a great sense of humor and also did really great with her energy. And I love it. And of course, she'll need to embody that change and make sure to reinforce it. You know, in the very beginning of this episode, I mentioned the miracle when somebody was saying, you know, that I give them hope that they can actually experience miracles. And that is when the real miracle occurs, is just as somebody continues to embody that change and the pain then stays gone. And that's when I see the body heal itself. And, you know, you just got to stay in that new way of being, and it just becomes your new way of being and feeling. That is the magic right there, you know. And of course, you'll want to keep in mind, as I always say, I make this look really, really easy. You know, if you think about it, she'd had this pain for years and years and years. Also, she was well aware of this pattern, you know, just things that were going on in her life for a long period of time. So I make it look really, really easy, guys. You know, it does take really feeling different. And of course, again, embodying that change. And that's the part that I want to unpack a bit more, is that, you know, some people will get stuck on that place of embodying. You know, embodying means really creating that change. And that's part of the reason that I did that side note. If you think back to the side note, I mentioned you want to remember that she was joking with her partner about this specific pattern. You know, they joked about this pattern. And also she mentioned that he was the only person that had stayed with her for 3 years that hadn't left her. And so, but there was a joke that was in their relationship. Now, in her situation, for her to embody this change, obviously she needs to follow through with the what she's right about. So we talked about that. And also, she won't be able to continue to joke about this in her relationship, because if she does, then the pattern's not really gone. It's still there and she's still conscious of it, and it's still something that's present for her. And so even if she does go to embody this change, but then she brings it back over and over and over again, then likely she'll have a lot of ups and downs and ups and downs. You know, she'll need to really make that change. Okay, so that's her situation, and she's working on it, and that has to do with, you know, being right. Now, what I want to do is, because everybody's situation is a bit different, and her situation is less common, and of course, with patterns, there are always multiple subconscious links going on all of the time. But a common place that I'll see people get stuck when they're working on embodying that change is I'll actually see people who will have that hurt, who have that painful pattern, and they're holding on to it almost in a way to try to make themselves feel safe. And what I mean by that is this. Let me use a different example to illustrate it. You know, I've worked with plenty of women that have had the same type of situation as Bianca. And in their specific situation, what will happen is they'll use the pattern to want to feel better, meaning they'll get with a guy and then they'll say, hey, I have been left by the last 5 people and I've been abandoned over and over and over again. Promise me that you won't abandon me. And of course, when they first meet, he's all smitten. Yes, I'll never leave. I'll never leave. I promise. And if you stop and think about what's happening in that scenario, she's basically trying to outsmart her energetic pattern. Meaning that she's got a pattern and it's very clear and it keeps happening and keeps happening. And so instead of actually healing her wounds, she's instead asking somebody to just not do it. Now, unfortunately, we can't really outsmart the universe on our negative patterns. You know, when we have a negative pattern going on, the energy is there and we manage to attract that type of circumstance in our lives. And so what'll happen is I'll see somebody who does that exact thing and they say to the guy, you know, don't ever leave me. And he says, don't worry, I never will. And then what ultimately ends up happening is one of a few things. You know, one of the most common things is that the person will stay with their partner and they'll notice the pattern shift to somebody else. So now it'll feel like they're losing their friends or their sister or their family. They'll feel rejection in other areas of life. And then they'll get their feelings hurt and upset because that pattern has just moved to a different area in their life. So that's one thing. Or another thing that'll happen is that he will end up leaving And then she'll get really, really upset and say, but he said he wouldn't. He promised me this is the very thing that he said that he wouldn't do, and he's doing it. And I can't tell you how many times I've heard that exact story. And of course, that's because that pattern is there and it's still playing out. So there's that situation. Or I've seen people before, and this is less common, thankfully, but I've seen people where they do get in the relationship and then the person says, you know, I'm never, ever going to leave. And then something unfortunately happens to that pattern where I've seen people, you know, exit life. And then the person's then upset because ultimately then she feels mad at him or upset or hurt because once again, he left, but it wasn't by his own necessarily conscious choosing, but that situation occurs as well. And so point being is that you'll want to make sure to embody the change and really clean up your patterns. So if you have patterns that are showing up in your relationship space, you'll really want to look at what is going on at the subconscious level. You know, with Bianca, it had to do with wanting to be right and also an expectation along with an anticipation of it occurring. And so in total, there were about 6 different specific emotions that were actually linked to that. But as I asked the question and I watched and I questioned her and kind of pushed a bit, I watched multiple links fall off. And so point being, again, is just that whatever your patterns are, instead of ever trying to outsmart energy or the universe or God, divine, whatever you want to call that pattern, instead of trying to outsmart it and try to move around it, you'll really want to ultimately understand what's going on at a deeper level in your subconscious mind and really make that change at a deeper level. And again, that is where the miracle occurs. And so that said, guys, another miracle today and wrapping up for today. I look forward to connecting with you on the next episode for even more miracles. I wish you a most wonderful rest of your day. I'll see you next week. Thank you for listening to Heal Yourself, Change Your Life. I love connecting with you. And if you love the show or you learned something, please be sure to hit the subscribe button and make sure to share it with the people around you. The more you share it, the more we can change our world for the better. Also, I love hearing from you. If you'd like to send me any questions or comments, please visit me at brandygilmore.com/podcast. And if you're currently experiencing physical pain and would like to be a volunteer on the show, you can sign up there as well. Lastly, please remember, if you have any health issues, you won't want to avoid your doctor. Instead, you'll want to continue to work with them and make it your goal to blow their mind with what you are capable of with your mind. Thank you.